This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while since he's been on the show. Last time he was on the show was back in October of 2018. We're talking about no other than Lexera Bioscience Corp. And you can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol LXRP. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol LXX. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Chris Bunka. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
I know. When I was telling my team, I said, you know, it's been a long time since Chris has been on the show. I thought maybe we did something wrong.
No. I think it's just indicative of how busy it's been and how much the company has changed in those couple of years. So pardon me to all your listeners, but it's been a busy couple of years, and we're glad to be back.
Well, let's start off the show. Tell everybody about your flagship proprietary drug delivery product.
Sure. So what you're speaking of is Dehydratec. So that's our patented technology. We now have, close to 20 patents granted, if you can believe
it.
Wow. 3 years ago, I think we had one. We have 50 or 60 patents pending all over the world. And Dehydratec is wholly owned. This is something that we developed under our roof, unlike many of our competitors, where they license the technology from some bigger company. We did not do that. We invented this ourselves. And it's a method by which we can process many drugs, like CBD or nicotine, cannabinoids. We're working on antiviral drugs now, vitamins, many different substances. We can process those before you swallow them.
Mm.
Our processing allows your body to do three things mainly. One, for things you put in your mouth, it tastes better. It takes away a lot of bitter flavors. Two, it delivers the drug so much more quickly. And this is a really big deal. For example, if you're waiting for a drug like ibuprofen, like Advil, you've got a sore back or a sore hand or a headache, and you're in pain. We deliver that drug much more quickly. And the other thing that our technology does, Dehydratec delivers a much higher fraction of the drug, a much higher proportion. In a clinical study that we published about 2 years ago, we actually evidenced in a human clinical study that, for example, with cannabidiol, CBD, we delivered 317% more of the drug than the generic version in 30 minutes with our tech than without. So it's a dramatic change in the way these drugs are recognized and processed for the body. Just makes them a lot more effective, makes them work a lot better.
You know, I wanted you to come back on the show because I know you got a lot of things in the pipeline. One of the things I want to talk about, what are the priorities for 2021 going forward in the categories of like reducing nicotine, heart disease, the antiviral drugs, and CBD?
Gosh, well, this is it, right? There's so much going on. This is why I have a hard time finding time for these things. But for example, with nicotine, it's well known that we have formal business relationships now with two of the world's largest tobacco companies.
Wow.
Altria Corp in America, obviously the owners of Marlboro.
Yep.
We have a multi-year relationship with them and a license agreement in place that if, and it's a big if they decide to use our technology for non-combusted forms of nicotine, not for cigarettes, I want to be really clear on that. If they want to use our tech for non-combusted forms of nicotine, they have to pay us a royalty. We also, only about 3 months ago, I think, announced a relationship with British American Tobacco, which is quite a lot larger, actually, than Altria. British American Tobacco sells nicotine products, both combusted and non-combusted, in over 100 different countries around the world. And we have entered a formal R&D relationship with BAT, So nicotine in a way that does not give you cancer. So what Lexaria is trying to do with nicotine is use our Dehydratec technology to help deliver the nicotine in an oral form, no smoke, no lung disease. And even the FDA has come out as recently as about a year ago and said that some oral forms of nicotine have a reduced health risk compared, of course, to combusted. So nicotine remains on our firmly on our plate for 2021. So too does CBD. We've been working with cannabidiol from hemp for a number of years. We can talk more about that. That's a very primary focus. We're getting a lot of traction in 2020 with that business division. We started doing research just in the last few months on antiviral drugs and antiviral drugs, things that could be effective potentially with illnesses like COVID-19, HIV, influenza, a number of other viral-based diseases. We're working in that space. So there's just an awful lot going on with the company, and all of those things and more remain very much targets of ours for the next 6 and 9 and 12 months.
October 21st, you guys put out a press release stating that you just got your first patent in Europe. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you. We did, and that was patent number 18 overall. We have patents granted now, quite a few of them in both America and Australia. And I'll wind the clock back a bit. Back in August of 2019, we received a patent in Australia that everybody ignored, and I was really frustrated about it. I'll be honest about this. And they ignored it because it's Australia. You know, does anybody actually live there? It's a small country, that sort of thing. But you know, we tried to tell everybody, hey, look, this is important because it is showing that the company is starting to stretch its legs. And that patent was the first time in our history we received a patent that included the potential to use our technology to treat medical claims. So in Australia, a year ago, we received this patent that allowed us to use the technology with CBD to treat heart disease, for example. Well, just a few weeks ago, we received a similar but even broader, more important patent for Europe. So obviously, Europe has roughly the same population, actually a little bit bigger than America. So this one matters a lot. We received a patent granted for our technology to use Dehydratec for CBD and certain other substances to treat things like heart disease, Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, Parkinson's disease. And, you know, it's just a patent. It's different than, say, having FDA approval to actually have a drug. But it means that if we were so lucky as to develop a drug that's approved by the regulatory authorities, we also own a 20-year patent on it. Nobody else can do it except for us with our improved drug delivery. So, you know, as we look at, you know, that patent and our patent portfolio, which is just growing by leaps and bounds, I encourage people to realize that a big component of the value of Lexaria is our intellectual property. Even before it goes to market, i.e., long before that intellectual property is used to generate income, it is highly valuable, and you see that in all sorts of different tech companies nowadays, where the IP is actually, in many cases, the most significant asset that the company owns. So the European patent was a really, really powerful one for us. We've already filed the paperwork to sort of reproduce or repeat, if you will, that patent in America. So we are also waiting for similar patent approval we hope to get for similar conditions in America. That really starts to change our company into a pharma or biotech company, which is something we're trying to achieve.
Another announcement you made not too long ago was about growth, and that's one of the things that intrigues me a little bit. You're expecting your fourth quarter to grow 500%.
Yeah, so, you know, our company's a little complicated, so I apologize to investors because it is a little complicated, but we operate in different business silos. So we have a nicotine division, for example. We have a CBD hemp division. We have a pharmaceutical division. And in all of the things we've done over the years, we've spent more time working on CBD from hemp than anything else. And we've dipped our toe into the market with consumer products, but really we never got traction with those things. So it's not CBD consumer products is not an area of our focus anymore. But what we did discover was that there are a lot of companies out there, a lot of businesses that want to use our technology, but maybe do not have the money to set up their own factory or production right. facility. So we set up through a contract operator in Utah, GMP certified, we set up a facility that can implement our technology into what we call buckets of powder. Buckets of powder that contain CBD, and our technology is already implemented into that bucket of powder. And then we sell that bulk ingredient to these other businesses, and they incorporate the powder into their final products, whatever that may be. That business is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's roughly in the last 12 months. Now, this is a rough number, so please don't take it as a, you know, decimal point number. But it's grown by roughly 1,000%.
Wow.
12 months. And quarter on quarter, yeah, we're expecting multi-100% growth going forward. So, you know, it's becoming an important component of our business. It is a cash flow positive business segment for us, and it is starting to significantly eat into our corporate G&A. In other words, as that business continues to grow, and we think that it will for the next year at least, it is eventually expected to cover our G&A. And I will say this, let's say 9 months ago, we were processing less than 1 million servings of these powders per quarter. This quarter, that ends on November 30th, this quarter we expect to do over 8 million servings, just to give you an idea. And we have been informed by our clients, our corporate clients, to expect that they will give us orders for calendar 2021 of well in excess of 50 million servings. So we're talking about really incredible growth rates for us. And we're really happy that after, you know, it took us about 3 years to grow that business and finally kind of get it right. But that business line is doing very, very well right now.
Chris, we got about 30 seconds left in the show here. What is it, if you will, the catalysts or the last words that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away?
The stock is near an all-time low in the last several years, so I think the value is there. We've increased our intellectual property many, many fold during that period of time. We have antiviral studies going on to determine if the technology works for antiviral drugs. We're working on product formulation for companies like British American Tobacco. The markets that we're looking at, each one of them are worth tens of billions of dollars. We're not like a lot of other companies our size because we partner with Fortune 500 companies. We've demonstrated our ability. You're going to see test results, economic growth through our CBD business line. And we told the market some time ago that we are expecting to uplist to a senior stock exchange, such as the NASDAQ, sometime early in the new year. So lots of catalysts coming here that should produce more value for our shareholders.
My guest today has been Chris Bunka. He is the chairman and CEO of Luxera Bioscience Corp. Look him up. My personal opinion, I think this company is grossly undervalued here, around 21 cents with a market cap around $18 to $19 million. You can find them on the OTCQX, under the ticker symbol LXRP. And you can find them up there in Canada on the CSE under the ticker symbol LXX. Chris, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. The only thing I ask, sir, is that you not wait another 2 years.
I promise. I'll give you an update much sooner than that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.